dying peacefully from old age, as a monk or nun. This meditation is a contemplation of death, imagining the scenario of dying peacefully from old age after having lived a long life as a devout monk or nun. We begin as usual with some body sweeping and breath meditation. Bringing your attention to your sitting posture. Being simply aware that you are now sitting, with a straight yet relaxed posture. At first, simply feeling the physical feelings of the buttocks pressing against the mat, or the cushion or chair on which you are sitting. Grounding awareness in this present moment. Allow a broad, natural awareness to embrace your whole body for the next few moments. And now I suggest taking three slow and deep in and out breaths, releasing any tension you may be feeling, particularly with the out breath. Breathing slowly and deeply in, all the way into the abdomen, and then out, letting go. Once again, breathing in and breathing out, bringing a fresh awareness, a sense of being present, into this new moment. And one more deep in and out breath at your own pace. Now allow the breathing to become relaxed and natural. Breathing easily, ordinarily, at your own pace. Taking small, gentle, natural breaths. Now, with mindful awareness, try to feel the area around the top of the head. Simply aware of the various feelings on the surface area of the skin, on the top of the head. Then include the face and the ears and the neck, front and back. Now include the upper shoulder area. Simply aware, simply feeling. Knowing the various feelings on the surface of the skin in the shoulder area. Becoming more aware, more alert, more in the present moment, and at the same time, relaxing into mindful awareness. Now include the chest in this awareness. Moving down, include the stomach area. Then bring this gentle, knowing awareness to include all of your back. Now include your arms. Embracing the whole upper area of the body with gentle awareness. Not judging. Not discriminating. Now include the lower abdomen. the groin, and then the buttocks. Feel your bottom pressing against the harder surface underneath, feeling present, grounded. Now slowly include the legs and the feet in your awareness as well. Feel the whole body simply sitting. Now bring your awareness to your breathing, being very mindful of each in and out breath. Simply being aware of the feelings involved with in and out breathing. Try to be aware of the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath, knowing the sensations of the breath coming in at the nose and through the chest and into the abdomen. And then as it leaves the abdomen and the chest and out the nose again. Knowing the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Each in-breath and each out-breath. We are going to introduce a mental noting method now, so as to assist our mindfulness in staying with the feelings of the in and out breath. The main meditation object is awareness of the feelings of the breath. Yet a gentle mental noting method can help us to stay with our meditation object, not letting the mind wander off into thinking about this or that. So we will practice noting buddho at first, which means clearly knowing. As we breathe in, mentally note but, and as you breathe out, note do. But do. Aware of each in-breath, but, and aware of each out-breath, do. But, do. But, do. As this meditation will be a contemplation of death and impermanence, you can also practice noting the word maranang, which means death or dying. Breathing in, maranang. Breathing out, maranang. As the next stage of this meditation entails using the visualizing, reflecting faculty of the mind, it may not be possible to be aware of the breath in as much detail as when we take the breath itself as the primary meditation object. And this is fine. It is, however, very helpful to maintain a general awareness of the in and out breathing, even while doing visualizations. And so you can alternate between these two words if you like. Buddho and Maranang, using the noting as an aid to maintaining some awareness of each in-breath and each out-breath throughout the entire meditation session. Simply hear the instructions and promptings and visualize the scenario as best you can while maintaining awareness of the breath, especially in the silent spaces. As the following death meditation involves a contemplation of old age as well, we will introduce another mental noting word, jarang, the Pali word which means aging or old age. Breathing in, jarang. Breathing out, jarang. Knowing aging. Knowing old age. We will now commence the visualizing and reflecting component of the meditation. Sitting in meditation posture now, in the silent hours before dawn, you notice that this body feels tired. So tired. Fair enough, you think. It has been around for a long, long time. But your mind is calm and quiet. Silent as the dark morning. Everything seems okay. You love these morning hours. The freshness, the clarity, the solitude. Jarang, jarang. Over the years, your backbone has curved forward a little, and your neck and head bend forward even more. You are grateful that there aren't too many aches and pains in these bent old bones. But the head does seem to weigh so much more now. Jarang. 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 Sometimes, when you open your eyes after meditating, you notice the way your head is facing straight down, facing your lap and the vast earth beneath. Your mind is upright. You are awake, but the body is tired. Looking at the neat folds of the patched robe covering your legs and the familiar, comforting shades of ochre and brown, you feel so grateful for this blessed life. And yet, you laugh quietly to yourself, seeing that this body is ready to face its fate. Earth to earth, dust to dust. This body will return to the elements. Maranang, Maranang. Maranang, Maranang. You are aware that your mind is in an unusual state today, that it will not collect in a one-pointed kind of way. But neither is it restless or scattered. You feel very tired. Yet at the same time, very alert. The mind is light, contented, and strangely detached. And although the mind will not collect, it is present to each moment. And also present to everything this life has been. You feel awed and grateful. Jarang, Jarang. It is as though you are waiting now, with perfect patience, for whatever it is that comes next. Maranang, Maranang, Maranang. Maranang. You made some mistakes in this life, and you do have some regrets. There were small mistakes and big mistakes. But you are reconciled with this. Everyone makes mistakes. You forgave so many others in this life. And then you forgave yourself. Your not-self. In hindsight, Those mistakes seemed inevitable. If there weren't these mistakes, there would have been other mistakes. Why take them personally? They all seem thoroughly ordinary now. Over. Things of the past. Maranang. 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 In the big picture, looking back, you can see that overall there was an upwards trend. That as the years passed, you became a better person. You harmed fewer and fewer people and encouraged more and more. And as mindfulness and wisdom steadily grew, somehow you became less of a person. The pauses between thoughts grew more frequent and lasted longer. Silent minutes going by without conceiving of a self or a world. Just witnessing and knowing. Serenity deepened. Grasping softened. And life began to seem strange, funny and sad at the same time, so that you simply couldn't take it so seriously anymore, and not knowing whether to laugh or cry. Often, you just didn't react at all. Maranang. 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 It is a curious thing to know, and yet you do know, that this body is going to die very soon. Maranang. Maranang. This morning, when you saw your face in the mirror, you could see the change. It was as though the skin was transparent. You could see straight through it. It was emptiness. and your eyes stared back, bright and clear, yet empty as well, shining emptiness. And strangely, very strangely, you noticed a pronounced quality of light, suffusing your entire body and head, which you had never seen before. Was it white light? Or was it clear light? Translucent light? Difficult to describe. It seemed to be flowing slowly out of the body and away, as it were. Away from this life. Maranang. 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 The door to your room is opening quietly now. Your faithful attendant has come, lowering to the ground. They enter the room slowly, carefully, not speaking. There are fresh flowers for the shrine. Carefully, quietly placed. Old ones removed. You notice the fresh scent. The attendant mindfully bows to the Buddha statue. And then to you, a venerable elder. Kind eyes are looking at you now, gentle and concerned. You offer a faint smile. They are coming closer now, slowly. And now carefully, almost imperceptibly, the attendant feels your pulse, with a quiet but palpable interest. It is very faint, but regular nonetheless. Maranang, 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 Maranang. A glass of water has been filled. A cup of tea was made. There is no food at your request, and no other guests. Your attendant, having sat beside you for a few silent minutes, respects the air of quiet serenity, sensing your need for solitude. By way of goodbye, the attendant, saying nothing, offers a soft smile. There are a few tears in those familiar eyes, and a lump in your throat as well. For you both know that this is goodbye. Coming very close, the attendant bows slowly, deeply, quietly, and then leaves. Closing the door. Maranang, Maranang. Maranang, Maranang. You appreciated those beautiful, graceful bows very much. Such a beautiful expression of respect. A respect which you also feel. You feel such reverence for the Dhamma now. The peaceful, simple truth of the way things truly are. And for this training, this ancient path. Buddho, Buddho. Tammo. And in your heart, there is such gratitude and love for the Buddha. So supremely kind in teaching so many to begin to pay attention to the truth, to understand and then to realize the truth. Buddho. Buddho. And your teachers, so wise, so patient, so kind. Thank you. Thank you. You bow to them in your heart. Sangho. Sangho. You truly understand now how the three precious jewels truly grow to become a refuge in one's own heart. Today, you feel grateful for everything. The people who have supported you in this holy life. There were hundreds, possibly thousands. So kind. Maranang, Maranang. Morning light is streaming into the room now through the little space between the curtains. Looking at the cold cup of tea, you knew that you wouldn't drink it. Maranang, maranang. Slowly, pulling your thin legs in closer, you make the effort one last time to sit in the formal sitting posture. Carefully, you place your wrinkled hands in your lap, one on top of the other. How good that feels. But your head, it seems it will not lift and become straight. You do not strain. You do not contend. You let it hang down. For this body is tired, old. You say goodbye to the world and to this life with the sacredness of silence. You close your eyes one last time. Maranang, maranang. The breath and heartbeat, though still there, seem very distant now, 1,000 miles away. There are longer and longer spaces between the breaths. But you know it as best you can. Maranang, maranang. There is space and silence and light. There is one long out breath. The last. And then the heart stops. It simply stopped. There is space and silence and light. Maranang, maranang. In about 5 more minutes, we will come to the end of this meditation. Try to maintain a good, clear awareness of your breath for the remainder of this session. If your mind is peaceful, simply maintain your awareness of breathing, allowing your mind to stay in its peaceful state until the end of the session. Hear my voice as if it is in the distance. If you think that it might be helpful, you can now refresh the awareness of the body sitting, knowing the felt sense of the sitting posture. Feel the weight of your body pressing against the mat or the chair. Mindfully aware that you are sitting. Feeling grounded and present in the body, in this moment. And then mindfully bring awareness to refocus on the breath. Feeling the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath. Taking one or two deep breaths can be helpful in re-establishing awareness of the physical feeling of the breath. You can note the in and out breath as before with the syllables put, do, put, do. Put, do. In about 5 more minutes, we will come to the end of this meditation. Try to maintain a good, clear awareness of your breath for the remainder of this session. If your mind is peaceful, simply maintain your awareness of breathing, allowing your mind to stay in its peaceful state until the end of the session. Hear my voice as if it is in the distance. If you think that it might be helpful, you can now refresh the awareness of the body sitting, knowing the felt sense of the sitting posture. Feel the weight of your body pressing against the mat or the chair. Mindfully aware that you are sitting. Feeling grounded and present in the body, in this moment. And then mindfully bring awareness to refocus on the breath, feeling the entire in-breath and the entire out-breath, taking one or two deep breaths can be helpful in re-establishing awareness of the physical feeling of the breath. You can note the in and out breath as before with the syllables put do, put do. Put do. If your mind became peaceful through this exercise, wonderful. If it did not, never mind. The important thing is that we become a little more aware of impermanence in our lives, and a little less frightened of the very normal experience of death. These kinds of meditations can be helpful in both training the mind to let go into peaceful awareness, and also in preparing us to be able to be mindful when our eventual death does actually occur. Sometimes it is good to end death meditations with a couple of minutes of metta, or loving-kindness meditation. Establishing a sense of well-being. Breathing in wishing, may I be well. Genuinely directing metta towards yourself. Generating the warmth of positive goodwill in the area of your heart. Breathing in, wishing, may I be well. Breathing out, wishing, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be safe, may I be free from danger. Breathing out, may I be well, may I be happy. Breathing in, may I be well. Breathing out, may all beings be well. Breathing in, may I be happy. And breathing out, may all beings be happy. The Buddha explained that consciously developing awareness of impermanence creates an enormous amount of good karma, merit, or positive potential. Acknowledging that you have been contemplating impermanence and death in accordance with this ancient wisdom tradition, you can feel joyful and confident. In a minute or so, this meditation session will be over. If you have time, you can continue with your meditation on your own. Otherwise, you could consider sharing the merit of this meditation with all beings or with someone in particular. 7. Bringing to mind the merit that was produced by this session of meditation, determine how you wish to dedicate the merit. I dedicate the merit that arises from this session of meditation to May be well. May this person, these people, be well, be safe, be happy.